going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And so the Saints.
No, that's Luke. The Saints on the clock.
Saints on the clock. It's less than 3 minutes, and we'll give you that pick when we get it here. And we're counting it down.
I heard some cheers. What's going
right,
on
exactly.
Here? Well, wait a minute. What am I missing here?
It's going to be interesting. What's the over and under on the Bears win total and Dream. The odds? Mike, that might be a good bet. What are you
How
taking?
How much you want to kick him
yeah,
with?
Going to the playoffs or going.
We can do that Monday.
The Silver Slipper. We're going to be there to talk about the draft Monday night, the Silver Slipper, our annual draft show. We always do at the Slipper that Monday, and we won't be back at the Slipper until August preseason. So. Mike, I might have to contribute to your cause here.
I'll contribute to Silver Slipper.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Well, it does look like the black and gold are going quarterback here, gentlemen.
They're going quarterback?
They are going quarterback.
They're going quarterback here. Boys.
And I think it could be Alabama, Louisville, and I'd say third choice would be Shador.
I think it's Shook.
I think Jeff Duncan's going to be happy.
Yeah.
I think it's Shook.
Yeah.
There's the look inside the Saints.
And if it is Shook,
facility,
Mike,
they all clapping.
Deuce, my thing is, this is Kellen Moore's first real decision. First real one.
Because he's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
If he wants Shook, he thinks the Shook.
You got him as a quarterback. You got your OC as a quarterback.
Scott Tolzien.
And you got your quarterback coach.
You got
all played. Quarterback in the NFL.
Well, one of them maybe have some eligibility because the way the quarterback situation is might have to be. But my thing is, I think it's Tyler Shook from Louisville. They spent a lot of time with Tyler. Again, he's 25 years old. He'll be 26 in September. He came to Manning Passing Academy when he was at Texas Tech and when he was at Louisville. And he started at Oregon. He was a backup to Justin Herbert.
So 3 years at Oregon, 3 years at Texas Tech, 1 year at Louisville.
So I would be shocked if you don't. I think he'll beat out Spencer Rattler. And that means we're not getting Aaron Rodgers. So I think I'm going to go on the limb right now. Day one, he'll be the starting quarterback to kick off the season because of his age. What, he's like 25?
26.
He's 25.
Yeah. He's 26.
He ain't no little boy. He's going to be the starting quarterback, I think, come day one.
Bob, you want me to tell you the bad news about this? You know what he ran his 40 in?
What's that, Mike?
4.63.
Oh, that's fast. 4.63.
Now, if you watch him, he's not the best movement guy.
That means you can run fast in a straight line. Yeah,
running
a straight
line.
Yeah, you can't juke nobody.
he ain't juking anybody.
No, Mike, 4.63, that's
That's what he ran.
That's impressive.
There's Ryan Ramczyk.
Look at
that's
the slim,
Ryan, man, look.
Slim Ryan
Wisconsin, Ramczyk. Stevens Point.
We're all expecting the quarterback to be picked here for the black and gold. Ryan Ramczyk at the podium announcing the selection.
He can play tight end.
Man.
Is he running marathons like Fanica or something?
No. No, he's not. No, that knee doesn't allow.
Tyler Shook.
And there it is. It is official. The Saints have selected Louisville quarterback Tyler Shook. He just gets off the phone as we're watching here. And again, boy, what a career for him and a bounce around. to start to go to Oregon, and he's a backup to Justin Herbert.
Right.
Then he goes to Texas Tech, has some injuries there, ends up at Louisville, and now he's with New Orleans.
Justin has been in the league, what, 4 years?
Yeah. See, I would be shocked. I'm telling you, we're going to have these draft shows, let's say, I don't know, sample size, 3 or 4 years down the road, he's still going to be the Saints quarterback.
See, that was one of my
is the Saints quarterback for the future. We're not drafting him next year. I'm telling you, this is going to be the guy for the future. I'm just thinking he's going to play well enough that they're going to trust him.
When you say future, you mean 5 years?
Like a handful of years, 4 or 5 years. He's going to do well enough that they're going to give him an opportunity to be the man.
There have been 8 different quarterbacks in the last 4.
Yeah. I am that confident in his ability that he's going to have success, because with Kellen Moore and what they're going to do, and he's not going to be overwhelmed. Come on, he's 25, 26 years old. So I think that bodes well.
How tall are you? He's 6'4 and 7'8".
Okay, I was more 6'3 and 3/4, and they rounded off to 6'4 in the program.
He's lean, too. And tall.
So they let you wear your cleats. And
yeah, well, with my cleats, I was 6'4", dude. Yeah. No, with my cleats, I was 6'4". Right.
That's what they tell me. I'm told. They told me, oh, you're technically 6'1". I said, oh, no, I'm 6'2". I'm not 6'1 and 3/8". I'm 6'2".
Yeah, right.
So, Chuck, now, guys, the first time ever a quarterback selected by the Saints in the second round.
Listen, look at it. I trust.
RG was the last one in the regular draft, because Dave Wilson, he's from
California, University of Illinois, Summermental in 1981.
And now the pick right after has been traded to Buffalo, so it wasn't almost
Chicago had
the last 3 picks.
So. Right.
But the one thing with Tyler, he is your pocket pro-style quarterback. That is his deal.
And the thing is, think about when they put their minds together, like Deuce brought up, look how coaching staff. It's a bunch of quarterbacks.
Well, they
ain't picking him if they don't think that son of a gun can't play.
I can tell you right now. And here's the thing as well.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're going to pick a quarterback that you feel like that can play if needed. Early.
Right, yeah.
If needed, early.
Right.
If I take a quarterback this year, I am getting somebody that can play if needed, and put air quotes around it.
Yeah, you got to win the job. Then I just go give it to him.
Not necessarily that, because you don't know what's going to happen with
Derek Carr. I'm blew off Derek Carr, man. I'm going to get him out of town.
Well, I mean, you still got $40 million invested.
I got you. I don't know. I'm mad at him.
He's mad at him because he made $40 million. He ain't even got to play.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he's
mad. I'm bitter, dude.
So if they pick a quarterback, they were going to get somebody that could play if needed immediately.
Right. So let's say Derek Carr, my shoulder, I still can't play. So this guy would give you an opportunity. Right.
Guys.
You're not developing. They think he could contribute right away.
I'll ask you both this question.
Okay.
I think, for me, quarterbacks today coming out are more ready to play at the NFL than ever before.
Well, you know why? Because they're staying 5-6 years in college. That's why.
And then you know what else? They have these 7-on-7 camps and all that. We didn't have none of that growing up.
No, it changed the world.
But, Bobby, the other part of it is, most of them, if you look at it, where did Cam Ward start school?
Incarnate Word. Yeah.
Then where did he go?
Washington State.
Then where did he go?
And then Miami. He went to Miami.
He's played in 3 different systems before he even gets to the NFL.
Right. No, that's
Tyler's played in
Shuckers well too.
Shuckers played in 3 different systems before he even gets to the NFL.
So they exposed. They're traveling all stars. I mean, hey, you know, I'm a hard gun.
We laugh, but it's true.
No, I'm a hard gun.
It's true. Just curious how you guys feel. Shuck is a better looking prospect than maybe a Spencer Rattler.
Yes.
I think
a better quarterback. Maybe not running.
How many times have you seen him in person throw?
Who Tyler Shuck?
Yes.
No, I just trust the coaches. I ain't seen nothing.
I trust them, but I don't trust them because I'm going to trust my eyes. I'm going to go with what I see.
Right.
If you're going to ask me that question.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
I need to see you throw. I need to see what it looks like against other guys in the NFL.
Well, I know he can throw better than Milroe, but he can't run that good. See, that's the thing with Milroe.
I agree with you there now.
Yeah, everybody.
I've seen that. I can see that.
We've all seen that.
Milroe, just a beast. But then, I don't know, it's like a feast or famine. We talked about this against LSU. He looked like the varsity versus the JV. Then you see him against Oklahoma. He can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Look what he did in the first half against Michigan.
Right.
That was awful.
So I think you want consistency. And as a quarterback or a coach coaching that position, you just want somebody to be steady. And I think that's what they got here.
So, Steve, when you ask that question, you got to remember – Spencer Rattler was the number one player
out of
the
high school
country.
Yeah,
yeah,
in the country.
That was my just overall feeling going into today. Even is like any of these QB prospects, do you think have a better shot at being your starting quarterback over a guy like Rattler?
I think you have a vision for him, but I mean, how many times, how much work have they really had with Spencer Rattler out on the field? Those coaches.
That's true.
And yeah. I mean, they're leaning on the scouting department and guys to be able to tell them. They can go look at the film, I mean, like we do, but I mean.
Go be a fresh start, don't you think? Like, get out there and go. Let the best man win. They're not tied to
Spencer. Go out there and compete.
Let's go.
Go out there and compete.
Here's my deal, too, and I'll repeat it. This is a Kellen Moore pick.
Right.
They didn't pick this without Kellen Moore saying, that's my guy, because now he could have had Shadir, he could have had Milroe,
and he
picked Shuck.
Yeah.
To me, this one is not a Jeff Ireland pick Mickey Loomis pick. This is Kellen Moore. This is why you hired him to say, find me the next starter at quarterback.
No, you don't have to be Drew Brees, but he has to be a legit starter that you'd want to have for the next decade. You know, I hate to say this, but kind of you look at overall Derek Carr's career, you know, you want him to be top five. If he could just be top 10 or 12, I'm like, you know, like everybody wants to start a quarterback. There's not enough.
You mean in the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this year?
No. When his career unfolds. People don't give Derek Carr enough credit. Derek Carr, he's the middle of the pack. I mean, at best you could say 12, but it's not like he don't belong in the NFL. There's not enough quarterbacks. Derek Carr's legit. But that doesn't mean you're going to win a championship. Now, will he bring us a championship?
I can't argue with that statement that you made. So we're in agreement.
Yeah.
We're in agreement.
Wait a minute. Let me write that one down.
We agree?
Yeah.
I told you, I got to write that one down. The Buffalo Bills have selected defensive tackle from South Carolina, TJ Sanders. Deuce, I told you this yesterday. I still don't see how LSU beat them in that game.
Oh, yeah.
That is unbelievable with all that talent.
You've got playmakers. You're littered with playmakers.
God.
Well, look at Luke. He's trying to get us to break because he's so mad that we didn't draft Shador.